You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo.
Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you all here, Holy Spirit.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Sacred Space. I'm Beatrice, your host, and I'm leading you in preparation to consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. We are on day 27 and week 4. Before we begin our reflection that I'm taking from Father Gately's books, 33 Days to Morning Glory, we will begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Day 27, Marian Entrustment, Part 1. Now that we've completed our 3-day mini-retreat with Mary, we should have a clearer sense of Mary's maternal mediation. This motherly mediation is the key that unlocks the whole theology of Marian consecration. And now that we have this key, we're ready to learn exactly what John Paul means by Marian consecration, or as he usually refers to it, Marian entrustment. To begin, we need to go back to the foot of the cross. Woman, behold your son. With these words, Jesus is entrusting all of humanity to Mary's motherly care. He's making her the spiritual mother of all. As we learned yesterday, Mary fully accepted this gift with burning love. Next, Jesus speaks to John, the beloved disciple, who represents all of us. Behold your mother. Jesus is now giving us a gift, the great gift of his mother as our spiritual mother. Do we accept this gift? Yes, at least we're trying to, otherwise we wouldn't be making this retreat. But how do we accept it? This is a crucial question. According to Pope John Paul, the following gospel text tells us how we are to accept Mary as our spiritual mother. And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. John chapter 19, verse 27. The Pope describes this action with one word: entrusting. We see an example of this in the person of John, who entrusted himself to Mary, who was herself entrusted to John by Christ. Behold your mother. John's entrusting of himself to Mary is his response to Christ's command from the cross. But it's not only that. It's also a response to Mary's burning love for us. Entrusting is a response to a person's love, and in particular to the love of a mother. John Paul goes on to describe the nature of this entrusting of oneself to Mary. Entrusting himself to Mary in a filial manner, the Christian, like the Apostle John, welcomes the Mother of Christ into his own home and brings her into everything that makes up his inner life, that is to say, into his human and Christian I. He took her into his own home. Thus, the Christian seeks to be taken into that maternal charity with which the Redeemer's mother cares for the brethren of her son, and whose birth and development she cooperates in the measure of the gift proper to each one through the power of Christ's Spirit. Thus also is exercised that motherhood in the Spirit which became Mary's role at the foot of the cross and in the upper room. This entrusting of oneself to Mary, which the Pope beautifully describes as taking her into one's home, should be understood as our following of Christ's own example. He first entrusted himself to Mary at the Annunciation, and then throughout the hidden life, and his will for his disciples. After all, he himself initiates such entrustment. Behold your mother. But why does Christ do this? Is it that he wants to distance himself from us? No, he's bringing us closer to himself by giving us to the one who is closest to him, the same one who directs everything to him. Do whatever he tells you. Mary wants to act upon all those who entrust themselves to her as children. And it is well known, says the Pope, that the more her children persevere and progress in this attitude, the nearer Mary leads them to the unsearchable riches of Christ. Again, this is so both because of the unique closeness of Mary to Christ and because of her special role of bringing others into the intimacy she shares with them. Tomorrow we will see how this closeness of Mary to Christ, particularly in his consecration of himself for our sake, helps us make our own consecration to Christ. This is the whole purpose behind why we entrust ourselves to Mary. It's so she can bring us even closer to Christ through her powerful prayers and motherly love. Today's prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, living in Mary, prepare me to entrust myself completely to Mary, so that she can bring me closer to Christ. And that concludes our reflection for day 27, my friends, and I leave you with the following to reflect upon. Jesus, Pope John Paul II says, consecrated himself for all mankind, and for their sake I consecrate myself, that they may also be consecrated in truth. You are about to unite yourself to that consecration through your consecration to Jesus through Mary. Ask her to enlighten you about your participation in Jesus' mediation between God and the world. What specific questions do you have about your prayer life, your suffering, your heart, and its readiness to love others?
Come, Holy Spirit, Come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit, come Holy Spirit,
burn away my fears, and wipe away my tears, and trust in you are here, Holy Spirit.
You have been listening to Sacred Space, hosted by Beatrice Corbo, here on Radio Maria Canada. If you have any comments or questions, please send them to sacredspace@radiomaria.ca. To learn more about this program, please visit radiomaria.ca/sacredspace.